Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, attorney Paul Cambria, as we look back at the complicated legacy of O.J. Simpson. Paul, a lot of the attention, of course, on what's been known as the trial of the century with O.J., the circus, the spectacle that was the O.J. trial. And we thought you'd be the perfect person to come on and kind of, you know, take us through what were you thinking, you know, as an attorney yourself, as you were watching all this unfold?
Well, I knew O.J. my firm represents and represented the Bills for many years, and I saw O.J. in a lot of different circumstances. As it turned out, I was asked to cover the trial for a number of television stations in Buffalo and elsewhere, and I was there for a lot of the trial on a daily basis, and actually talking to the attorneys for O.J., who I was friends with. I've done a lot of work with Barry Scheck and so on. And so I was, you know, getting it day by day. I wasn't surprised at the outcome, actually, because the biggest mistake the prosecutor made, Garcetti, was to allow the case to be tried in the city of Los Angeles as opposed to Santa Monica, where he would have probably had a jury who would be less sympathetic to O.J. So it was an interesting time, that's for sure.
I think that this was the trial that you started providing legal analysis for us, too, on the phone.
Yeah, that's true.
And then ever since. Yeah. You know, yeah, Paul, you were mentioning how you knew some of the defense team. Did you consult with them at all on this?
Well, it wasn't like they were asking me what to do. What was happening is Barry Scheck is a friend of mine for a long time, and I would talk to him frequently during the trial about the, you know, about the case, what was happening, and so on. And you know, that was the extent of it. I was having communications with them, but it wasn't like I was consulting for them. They were doing, you know, very well on their own.
The trial itself, I mean, how did that change what you do going, you know, from before and after the O.J. trial? Because it turned, you know, inside the courtroom into this national spectacle.
Well, I think what happened is a lot of people became educated as to what the system was all about, what actually happens in courtrooms. It wasn't, you know, well, this is what happens like in Perry Mason, which the public would have been subjected to over the years. Now they got a really good look at the actual way that criminal trials occur. So it really educated, you know, the world.
Do you remember this one part of the trial involving Bruno Mali shoes that O.J. owned at one time? And there was a Buffalo connection to it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was Mickey Osterreicher. He was the photographer who took a picture of O.J. on the field with those shoes on, or with shoes like them. And that picture was then provided to, you know, the prosecution.
Kind of amazing, right, that, you know, Buffalo plays a role in this trial of the century.
Well, O.J. was here a long time, knew a lot of individuals, spent a lot of time here, came here with his wife and his sister-in-law and so on. I attended many games in some of the private suites, and he was present. You know, he was a larger-than-life figure here for a long time.
The gloves, though, that had to be, was that the defining moment in this trial?
Well, it was certainly a defining blunder. as far as the prosecution was concerned. Herb McDonald, who was the blood expert and is from a city right around Corning, he's someone I've used. He was the blood expert. He's kind of the granddaddy of blood experts. And it was clear that the glove, shrank because it was wet at one point in time with blood. And so to think that it would still fit, was a real blunder. And it was, perhaps a defining moment in the case.
The celebrity that the judge became, even giving interviews, while the trial was happening, that had to, make a few people go, what's going on here?
Well, I think that what happened with Judge Ito is that it sort of looked like he was not in control. I don't think that the interviews and so on were positive from his standpoint. I think it looked like, the lawyers were basically running the show there, and that, he didn't have a good grip on it. So I don't think that was a positive thing for him at all. It obviously made rock stars out of people like Johnny Cochran and Barry Scheck, and Bailey, Effley Bailey, was already a rock star, but sort of on the decline after that. It's amazing.
To think, though, that there wasn't any social media back then, and if there was, what would have happened? It's hard to imagine. Hey, did you ever talk to O.J. again? After
nothing of substance. I saw him one time at one of the Bills games after the trial. I'd forgotten he came, and it wasn't like he was, well recognized, invited kind of guest. He just happened to be there, and one of the cameras picked up the fact that he was there. But no, I had no conversations with him after the trial at all.
Well, Paul, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. Paul Cambria, attorney, remembering the O.J. trial.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.